what do the listeners honestly think of our show?
Why would you ask that? Don't ask that.
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
What are you doing?
Every year, our station management does something called a perceptual study.
Oh, and I know they're the bane of my existence.
It's where they get a bunch of listeners together and they ask them questions like, how much they hate us.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
What segments from this show do you despise?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Which ones make you want to drive off the road?
Oh.
Who's the least likable person on this morning show?
You know,
don't tell us the answers.
Radio is always so good for the confidence.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to show you a picture of four hosts. You tell me which one has the most punchable face.
Yeah.
Ooh. It's questions like that that are supposed to help us be better at radio somehow.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Why my soul is dead as well.
At the end of the study, they asked the people who were fans of us, I'm sure a very small group of them, to record some audio that we might be able to use in between music. Mm-hmm. And you've probably heard those before. We usually play them right before a song.
Right.
So it's time for us to hear the newest batch of fan audio that they've collected.
Is it
that bad that we're doing a segment on
it? We've never done this before.
Well, I haven't heard any of this yet, so. And we haven't aired any of these on the station, so.
So you thought it'd be funny to do it live?
It could be interesting,
It's maybe bad, though.
So we should all grade these right now.
Okay.
I'll just play the short clip of the listener talking, and then you all can grade it however you want, scale of A to F. Just, we'll review them.
This is how much PTSD this business has given me. I am scared to hear fans say nice things about us.
Yeah. I'm still fresh to it, so I'm excited.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. This has not been beaten down yet.
Not yet.
Are you guys ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let's listen to the first listener audio clip.
Okay.
Nice. Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning are pretty funny. Not like regular funny, but almost.
Oh, wow. You know, I gotta give her some credit for the honesty.
Almost funny to me is like when you have a setup for a joke, but you just never say the punchline.
Yeah. What's regular? We're not regular funny.
We're
What's not regular funny?
Yeah, I mean, we're humorous. Like, there's definitely some sort of humor in there. It never makes me laugh, but I can tell that they're trying.
Yeah. Brooke and Jeffrey, something's going on over there.
All right. All right, maybe let's try. We'll have more luck with the second clip.
Right.
Let's listen to listener audio number two.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Brooke and Jeffrey are still on. Huh. Weird.
Wow. Yeah, we're still here.
Why do I feel like that's a lot of people's reaction?
I feel like we're going to get canceled and no one's going to tell us. Oh my God.
I thought that show was canceled years ago.
Oh my God.
It's really funny. I love the honesty, though.
These are the fans?
These are the best that we could find, apparently.
Usually you don't hear this. Usually they scrap them and only keep the, they're my favorite show ever.
Yeah.
So it's nice to hear the real ones. I like this.
I'm starting to think that was only one person that they asked.
Just trolling us.
Yeah.
So far, I wouldn't call them rave reviews.
No. Not at all.
But you can tell that they're familiar with the show. They get us.
They've been listening to you for a really long time.
Yeah.
Are we still on?
Let's...
Are you actually listening? Or is this whole thing a facade?
Yeah. Let's listen to another listener audio.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
I just love Jose's laugh. Here's my impression.
That was pretty good.
That was actually.
Can we keep that one?
Yes.
I loved it. That was great. It's a good Jose impression.
She's coming for your job, dude.
I know.
Yeah. Come for it. That is totally cool.
If you ever get sick or, you know, you ever have to leave for anything, go on vacation, we have a backup ready to go.
There you go. And I love it.
I love that it's a middle-aged woman that can do your laugh.
I know. Normally it's young girls that do my high-pitched giggle.
No, we're listening to audio clips from the listeners that management got during the latest study on our show to maybe use on the air if we think they're good enough. Let's hear another one.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
I just looked up the Brooke and Jeffrey show online. No wonder they're on the radio.
You know what, though? That encourages web clicks. So I'm going to take that one. That will make everyone want to Google search us. Yeah.
I feel our confidence waning as
this
continues. There has to be a good one. Yeah, let's try the next one.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
If I could pick one person to go to dinner with from Brooke and Jeffrey's, I think it would be Jonathan.
Wait, She got the name of the show wrong. And then Brooke and Jeffries. Is there two of you?
No, it's, Brooke and Jeffries sounds like a toy store.
Yeah.
My favorite store is Brooke and Jeffries Toys. They've been out of business for 10 years, but I still like going by there.
Mom, can we go to Brooke and Jeffries? Who the hell's Jonathan?
I have no idea.
Like none of us are good enough for
Jonathan. Do they think I'm Jonathan?
Maybe.
I don't think so. I think she's listening to a different show.
Yeah. Oh, goodness. Okay.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
My favorite part of Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning is the very end of the show. Because then it's over.
I think what he meant to say is that he can reflect on all the laughs he had.
He needs to catch his breath.
All the podcasts are up online by the end of the show.
And he can re-listen because he enjoyed it so much.
Well, I like that one.
And that shows that he listens all the way through until the end.
We appreciate that.
We love you.
Or suffers all the way through, probably. I guess. If I'm being serious, I really think we should air these. I think they're honest, they're a little bit brutal, but they really fit our show.
We always make fun of ourselves. I think it's good.
Text in to 78592. What do you think? Should we air any of these on the show?
Hey, we're ugly and almost funny.
Dude, I'm telling you, the web click one will do well for us.
Really?
You want some followers on our Insta, at Brooke and Jeffrey? That's how we do it.
I think so. And
we're trying.
We're trying. It's Brooke and Jonathan in the morning.